Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for being on the call. This is going to be a very interesting activational call today. And you perhaps might want to tell others about this, especially if you know that they are in a rescue mode or a rescuee mode. And I'm not even sure if that's even a word, but we can make one up for today. The rescuer and the rescuee. Okay, so here's a little bit of overview of the energies tonight. So, as you all know, we are moving through the layers of evolution called the ascension process. And of course, the shadow aspect emerges on every level of duality that we hold within ourselves. Until that point where there is none anymore. So who knows how long that's going to take for us. But the one good thing is, each layer is revealing itself in our awareness. So we're not going to get it all at once, although maybe sometimes you think, oh my God, the poop hit the fan all at once and everything's breaking down and I'm a mess and like, help. At that point, you call in the comedy team to help lighten up everything, right? So again, these shadow aspects are emerging for your benefit because they are calling for healing and recognition and acceptance. So planetary-wise as well, you just look at the news, and on a planetary level, boy, the poop's hitting the fan. And it's going to get worse in the sense of there's going to be more poop hitting the more fans. And which is the breaking point? Don't know what is the breaking point of humanity. But don't be upset if things just seem to be all messed up. Let it just crumble. It's got to fall apart. It's got to go to total dysfunction. And as some of the Pleiadians have said, cognitive failure across the board. You're seeing that. And maybe somewhat in your own lives, but not to worry. The cognitive failure can be repaired, as it were. Yes, your emotional body is taking a pounding these days, and your mental body is, whoa, what is going on? Now, and you have your moments of bliss and connection and joy. And you have your other moments of like, what's going on here? So everything's wanting to be complete so we can move to the next rung of the evolutionary spiral. So union is calling. Time for healing and transformation. Okay, so let's take a deep breath together. We're going to create an inner net. We'll just call it our matrix for tonight's call. So that we can feel consciously more connected and one soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Internet, okay. Now, if you just look at your life or maybe look at some of the people that you've known really well and look at their life and like what has evolved in their life, and you can probably see quite obviously those points in their lives or your life where you became the rescuer or you were being rescued by somebody. So oftentimes the parents become the rescuer for the kids. You know, understandably so, but there comes a time when kids grow up, and that's the time when parents need to cut the cord, so to speak. And if you look at marriages, look at your own, look at other people's, you could see who does the rescuing in that relationship. Who's the savior, in a sense, in that relationship? Who gets to be saved? So there's usually a cycle, a repetitive cycle of this rescuer and rescuee pattern. Now, we're looking at this from a neutral perspective. through the lens of what will it take for all of us to be free, to be free within ourselves, our own thinking, our own emotions, our own spirit, without codependency upon others or an image or an ideal. So, you know, many people on the planet, their rescuer is the church. And this dude with white robe, beard, usually blonde, because blondes have more fun, you know, sandals. That's the dude that comes to Earth to save everybody. And then you have his creator. I really, when I was a little kid and I saw this in the movies for the first time, I went, no way is God sitting there on a white throne up in the clouds looking down at Earth. Like, what is going on here? And I'm sure you felt the same way. But you got to remember, you know, these imprints, they hit us when we're very young. And if we were babies in this crib and next to a television, because our parents were watching television, guess what our little bodies did as far as getting imprinted and conditioned from the commercials and the illusions that come from television and or other forms of communication. Okay, let's take a deep breath. So let's begin to feel then. Let's do the rescuer thing first. So let's look at our life from a broad perspective, from the Voyager perspective. So what you're going to do is you're going to detach from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world. Period. Take a deep breath and just let all that go. Let everybody's thoughts, feelings, and emotions leave your space. Just release and let go everybody's energy that might be in your field and in your body. You can have it back if you want later on after the call. But for now, we want you to be really clear so that you can understand yourself. Stand under, which is a pretty cool thing. That's the definition of understanding. Standing under. All right. So I want you to feel what it's like to be the rescuer. So you can pick a person or pick an ideal. Now again, we mentioned the church as being the rescuer for its parishioners, I guess you would call them followers, devotees. And gurus in the Eastern tradition seem to have this rescuer archetype. The military also has its version of the rescuer. Social services, same thing. They have their own level of being the rescuer. Red Cross. So we want you just to understand the dynamics of this and how it is affecting you on a deep level. So what does it feel like to be the rescuer? And do you do this out of obligation or sense of duty or because the family expects that, you know, generation to generation to generation, generational expectations, whether you like it or not? Expected to. Caregivers. How's it feel in your body to be the rescuer? Now, you're looking at this from a soul perspective, so there's no emotional attachment here. There's just this overview, this Voyager perspective of, oh yeah, I see. Kind of deal. Or we can pick a relationship, a significant relationship that you are experiencing. So who is the rescuer if you have one in that relationship. You want to ask why. Why am I rescuing this person or feel obligated to rescue this situation, this planetary situation on Earth? Now, you will find that it comes basically from your ethical system, which is neither here nor there. It's just what you've developed over eons, lifetimes, your value system. So we just want to know if you are on some level stressed out or hurting being the rescuer. Are you being drained? Or do you feel absolutely exhilarated and joyful with being the rescuer? And the next question is it helping the other person to grow and be free? Is the other person spiritually benefiting from my rescuing them or overly caretaking them? Is there a codependent relationship that is built in this relationship? Am I learning and growing? Am I awakening because of this or through this avenue of expression? If you're here to save humanity, your spouse, any of your close friends, your kids, your parents, even your pets. Okay, really, it's time to really study this from the eyes of the soul. Is this beneficial? Or am I just dragging my evolution by doing this? Am I holding myself back? But what is the real reason why you rescue others? Is it to be important? To get recognition? To get fame and fortune? As the enabler, how is that going for you? The caretaker, the nurturer. All right, just take a deep breath and just sit with the feelings in your body. Your body doesn't lie. Body is very truthful. So you're going to give your body permission to just feel whatever is going on here, what's been triggered here. And we could be talking about very ancient archetypes that perhaps is affecting us on some very deep, deep unconscious level. Are you enabling out of need? Need for something, and it's usually recognition. And some level of acceptance from family and society and friends. Deep breath. Okay, let's ground the body. We're going to ground the body into the core of the crystalline earth. And all sounds you may hear will help you to deepen this connection with the earth. So magnetically, you're going to stretch into the earth. Now, if you want to write down some notes from your impressions, go ahead and do that. That's assuming you can write. But remember what comes up with the images and with the intuitions. So if there is stress from being the rescuer, where are you holding that energy in your body? Is it in your brain? Is it in your low back? Is it in your thighs? Where is it? In your lungs? Your liver? Your digestive system? Your joints? You want you to feel that this is really old energy that needs updating. You know, it's like your computer. If you don't upgrade, if you don't continually upgrade, your computer will become obsolete after a certain point and things won't work too well. So, energetically, same idea, need to do weekly updates. If you don't update your plugins and extensions, your whole computer will begin to start to run slower. That's your hard drive. That's your brain and your spinal column. Remember all those old files that you forgot to delete because you're not using them anymore? And don't forget to delete old versions of Word. I mean, like 2007, it's long gone. 2009, 2013, even too old. And if you're using 2003 version, really forget it. Okay, let's upgrade to 2017. Now, remember these insights that you're getting. And remember, these activations work slowly over time so that you hardly notice necessarily energetically anything happening in the background of your awareness, but things are shifting and you'll begin to notice the changes physically in the practical world at some point. All right, so let's take a deep breath and we're going to shift that now. We're going to turn the coin over to the rescuee. Are you someone that is being rescued by somebody else? Are you being rescued by the church, your metaphysical group? By your spouse, your significant other, parents? Or even in some cases, your kids or your pets. Okay, we're going to call in the spirit of your pets. Come and receive this. Now, just regarding pets, perhaps, just perhaps, the reason why they get human illnesses and diseases, well, you connect the dots. They are trying to heal you, and they take it on. So you are to tell them, please don't take on the human condition into your body. And for those of you that have pets that are on human medications, I would suggest highly choose an alternative. It's not meant for their brain. Okay, just a side note on that. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, bring awareness into the ribs, the diaphragm, and the lungs. Relaxing the hands, relaxing the facial muscles, the forehead muscles, your jaw, your eyelids. Touching the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth if you wish. Relaxing the jaw, TMJ, your shoulder joints, your feet. Relaxing the toes and your feet especially the big toe, relaxing all your fingers through the breath. Breath as a connector, as a point of focus, the divine breath. Breathe into the belly and up into the diaphragm. And just begin to let go of unconsciousness, period. Just general unconsciousness, unawareness, density, mental fog. Keep doing that until your awareness becomes very sharp and clear, like beginner's mind. Just let go of unconsciousness. Doesn't matter what level. Just breathe it out, let it go. And as you keep breathing, your intention is, I am becoming clearer and clearer as I exhale and release the old, all of that old ancient energy. The density, the heaviness. Okay, so again, feel, kinesthetically feel those places where you are being rescued because you don't fully believe in yourself that you can make it on the earth. Financially, career-wise, healing practice-wise, mothering-wise, or parenting-wise, everything. And where does that need come from? And is it even your need that you adopted early on? Maybe it was your parents' need that you took on. Somebody of a significant nature, perhaps, from the extended family. And past lives, of course. They're all happening now anyway. Breathe. So wherever your body is starting to feel kind of strange, just allow that to be. Don't try to get rid of anything. Just breathe, release. Let go, breathe in, and begin to empower yourself now. As you're letting go of this unconsciousness, going to breathe in from the inner net, the divine inner net. Clarity and more clarity. Balanced clarity. Breathing in the wisdom. Where are you dependent upon others for your survival needs, so-called survival needs? So are you in a relationship because you can't make enough money to make it on your own and you really don't want to be in that relationship anymore, but don't know how to leave and make it on your own? If others have talked you into being dependent upon them, and that's being part of the victim archetype and the wounded inner child. So if you have that, it's all right. You just become aware, and with awareness is knowledge, and with knowledge is freedom. Right. Breathe in the power to make changes from a spiritual level, soul changes or soul-infused changes. I am focused, intentional, quantum shifts in awareness and expression. Breathe deeply. If you have headaches, just let it be. All right, we're going to move awareness from the abdomen and the diaphragm. Breathe up through the neck and up into the pineal gland. And we're going to sit in this center, so to speak. We're going to keep our focus within the third eye center, the pineal gland. And we're going to begin to breathe in the power to decalcify the pineal gland. So the analogy here is your tap water from your kitchen sink, or that comes out of your kitchen sink, and you've got these little filters that can go from spray to whatever you call it, to a combination of both. And at a certain point, the ring that holds the filter will need to be cleaned out with white vinegar, because it begins to become calcified, hardened, as it were. Now, if you don't continue to clean this out, pretty soon the filter is going to get really clogged up, and you may not be able to unscrew the screen. It might just get baked on there at some point, right? Same thing with your pineal gland. If you forget to clean it, it can become overly calcified to where, whoa, I see nothing now. Oh, my life can't change. What's happening? I want to change, but nothing's happening. And I'm just going around in circles like I'm a dog trying to bite its tail. I'm going around in circles for a long time. I keep ending up in the same place. I keep making the same mistakes. And why is this happening? I have good intentions. Egads, comedy team, help. Okay, time to begin to decalcify your vision. So let's symbolically put some cosmic, organic, non-GMO vinegar, white vinegar, through the filters of your Ajna center and your pineal gland. You might want to dilute it with some water, some very clean, pure water. You could add a little cosmic lemon juice to it if you want. We're going to give this a nice gentle scrubbing. The calcification of the pineal gland comes from accepting the conditioning and imprinting thoughts, feelings, beliefs from others, including the church, or any large organization that has the tendency to control people's thinking and behavior. So we're gently going to clean the pineal gland. Maybe do a little dusting. Now, this is going to affect your inner hearing. And the cleaner or the clearer your pineal gland is, the clearer your clairaudience is going to be. Okay, let's take another deep breath together in the internet of consciousness. All right, so you want to ask yourself why, in a sense of why did I create this need to be rescued? What was my neediness here? What is it within myself that I don't feel good enough to stand on my own two feet and to make it in this world? And as you know, we oftentimes take on the struggle of our parents when it comes to money, business, career, relationships, i.e. marriages. and religious and or spiritual beliefs. So whatever you're feeling is correct. Whatever you're sensing is correct. Now, we are moving awareness away from this collective DNA pattern of abuse, being the abuser or being abused. And you can take it to whatever level you want with this. You have chosen, how shall we say, to help others to be free of this collective imprint of abusive thinking, behavior, and expression. Now, if you begin to still stay in the perspective of your Ajna center, your third eye center, to look at both the rescuer and the rescuee, the perpetrator and the victim, the abuser and the abused, and see it from a holistic perspective in your life, it's a little bit like a life review. Seeing how these patterns have played out in your life, especially on a relationship level, and your ability to meditate and to tap in and tune in. You're being the observer, the voyager in this. You will know what to do once you see a situation clearly. You know exactly what needs to be done. And sometimes doing nothing is a solution to an inner conflict. Being patient. All right, so let's look at the rescuer again, that part of you that's the rescuer, if you do have that active in your personality, so to speak. So you want to call forth the spirit of all those that you are rescuing one by one and to communicate telepathically, soul to soul, if you wish to continue that relationship in that way. If you wish to change that because it just simply does not feel correct anymore, you communicate that to the soul, to their soul. So it's basically a heart-to-heart connection communication. You don't have to give the reason why. It's a choice. You always give them your blessings. Your gratitude and thankfulness. Okay, so let's stay with this aspect for a little bit here now in silence. So one by one, you're going to call them forth, those that you are rescuing. And this could be from the past as well. So, beings may come in from the other side. So, you'll know what to do. Stay in the presence of your I am. Stay in your own knowing. We're going to give you a number of moments of silence for you really to commune with these beings. Okay, take a deep breath. We're going to shift focus now to the other side of the coin. I want you to feel again you as the rescuee. And you're going to call forth all of those beings that are rescuing you from something in your life. This will include past life, carryovers, but you can start this from early childhood. You can go back in your memory, in your hall of records, and start with early childhood and see, remember, if you play the part of the victim off and on, or the wounded inner child, and had to be rescued in one form or another, emotionally, psychologically, energetically, physically, money-wise, business-wise, relationship-wise. So you want to call forth the spirit of those beings and choose again if you want to continue this relationship in this way. And we will give you moments of silence to really deeply connect. Okay, take a deep breath. And we're going to breathe in collectively. We're going to invoke the energy that dispels all depression, hopelessness, loneliness. Breathe it fully through your body. And keep breathing until you actually feel the light. Big, deep breath in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. Keeping your focus somewhere between the heart center and the third eye center. Keep breathing until you lighten up. Really lighten up. Okay, now just let that settle in, completely relax. Let your body go into a very slow, shallow state of breathing. Your body will get enough oxygen. Your breathing is becoming very slow. Muscles, cells relaxing. Softening. Now we're going to call in some archetypes that you can embody as you choose to replace this old mode of a rescue and being rescued. So the first one is the sage. And the next one is the crone. The next one is the wise elder. The one who connects heaven and earth symbolically. One who sees within and beyond the light. Now, I want you to choose a place in your body that feels very open. Find a place in your physical body that feels very open and flowing. Okay, you're going to lock into that with your cosmic radar. You're going to lock into that feeling of openness and flow. And you're going to transmit that same state to the rest of your body, to the rest of the whole of your body. and it's going to slowly move energetically into your etheric body and then into your emotional body and then through your mental body. This sensation of openness and flow. Breathe that into your brain. Allow every cell in your brain to receive this vibration. To all parts of your brain, to the limbic system, pituitary, neocortex, parietal lobes, brainstem, fifth ventricle, memory center, amygdala, medulla at the base of the skull, okay, let it spread into your auric field. Allow this feeling of flow and openness to move through your chakra system, through your meridians, through the power points in the body. Let it move through your grounding into the earth. And into the heavens, the true heavens. All right, come back now to your body in present time, fully awake, alert, alive, very present, and grounded with the earth. Now, begin to feel the new you. And if you like what you feel and are experiencing, take a deep breath. As a means to connect this feeling, sensation even deeper into your being and your physical body. Now, begin to feel the love of Creator. Begin to feel the love that Creator has for you as an individualized I Am presence upon the earth. Feel the love and support of the universe. The quantum universe. Feel the love from your soul group. Take another deep breath. Okay, as you begin to slowly open your eyes, allow the brain and the eyes to adjust. Remembering to sip some water and make sure you're fully grounded before driving in your car tonight. Now, if and or when you begin to feel out of sorts, remember this moment. Breathe into this moment that will still be live and organic. And begin to recreate and expand upon this feeling, sensation of openness, loving support, flow. So intone this inwardly, silently. I am as God created me. And say that again, silently within. I am as God created me. I am the living light of my Creator. I know who I am. I know what I am. And I know why I am here. And I now choose to move forward into all that is, with great joy, with inspiration and excitement. And I send the Christ presence before me to prepare the way. Pillars of light. So you're going to reset your evening through your intention, resetting the rest of the day for yourself, resetting the dream state and resetting tomorrow, resetting to divine flow, openness, and joy, resetting your week to joyful exuberance. Remembering all is well. You are as God created you. So until next time, beloved namaste, aloha, mahalo, Om Shanti, Aho.